We have we got some intel. We got a drop on your brainus.
Stand by. 5, 4, 3, 2. Countdown sequence. 1.
5 things you need to know.
Dude, it's the 411. I'm giving you the 411, the info. That's what I'm giving you. Crazy kids. Five things you need to know, brought to you by Pool and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. This Seacoast five-star stop for service, selection, and deals.
We'll get it right.
Yeah, I'm not going to get that right. That line's going to kill me. Exit 15, Spalding Turnpike in Rochester, AutoCountry.com. All right, each of us brings something different to the table. Hey, you travel? Mine is genius. If you travel, I'm just telling you, mine is genius, if you dare. Mine's coming up. First, Roadkill's got the first of five things. The links for all of these will be at morningbuzz.com. What say you?
A new study has come out, and it's telling us that heart attacks during sex are more deadly because the partners are too embarrassed to call for help.
Oh, that's sad.
As a result, 12% pull through compared to usually the 50%, if somebody had a heart attack at their job or something and people jump in and help, only 12% pulled through because the partners are first worried about how they look, what they're going to, what the medical crew is going to see sure. when they come in and see you. And they said that, you know, that's more time that the person most likely will not pull through.
You know what? I also think that no guy probably wants to admit it during the act if they're having sex, they might not want to. It's embarrassing to think you
Why?
Might be having. Well, because I don't know. I mean, is it embarrassing to think, oh, we're having sex and I'm trying to do my best here and all of a sudden I'm having a chest pain? Maybe it'll go away and then it's too late.
Sure.
You know, that's, I'm just trying to imagine that might attribute to that. You know, which is unfortunate.
So yeah. I guess what they're also telling you is, you know, no CPR, so you can at least, you know, take care of your partner while you're getting dressed. And getting ready to call 911. So don't be embarrassed. The medics will, they've seen naked people before.
Yeah, don't be embarrassed. What do you mean about no CPR? I'm missing that. Would you?
But they, so you can help your partner.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of getting dressed.
Not be too embarrassed about, oh, what's going on. You know what? Oh. Start CPR.
Yeah, well, don't go get dressed.
Saying no CPR. I'm like, Jesus, get in there.
Know it as in know it.
Here's
know how to do it.
I thought you said no CPR. Like,
yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, what are you saying?
You want to know CPR so you can get things going while you pull yourself together.
Know it.
Here's what you need to know about CPR, okay? It's better to do something than to do nothing. Okay, and if you know the whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive. If you do that to that beat, is effective. Yes, that is what it's a quick guideline that can help. And you also need to know that CPR is successful only once out of every 5 times. So, but don't for the love of God, do it and do it hard. That's the one thing that
that's what got you in trouble.
No, I'm serious. You would be surprised. EMTs will tell you this, that you have to don't go light. You're jump starting the heart. So go harder than you think. If you crack a rib, you crack a rib. Don't
crap a rib.
Don't lay up. Don't lay up on it. So there you go. All right, some tips there for you, Kayla. What do you got?
I was going to say, I don't think I have a mic. So politics aside about it. There's a mission now to plant 1 billion trees to offset some of the climate change stuff that has come down since Trump has taken office. And it's really cool. It's called Trump's Forest. They're making a little bit of fun about it. But within 5 months, they've planted, and it's across the world, over 500,000 trees. All you have to do is go to a store, you buy a tree, you plant a tree, you take a picture of your receipt, you mail it to this company, and they add it to this cute little map.
Cute little map.
It shows you where all the trees are.
I love cute little maps.
Planted all across the world.
It's very nice.
And I mean, we need more trees. Obviously, the trees are going away. So politics aside about it, it's neat. Get out there, buy a tree, and then they'll plant one, and it'll be great.
Anything you can do to plant a tree is good. I struggle any time in my life where I've had to take a tree down. Like, let's say if I was clearing the yard or something like that, and there was just one. I really didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. And here's what's cool. And the tree guys that I've used that come in and cut the tree down, awesome guys. They don't want to take down trees either. That's the, you know what I mean. They really they're in the business. People that work in, you know, lumber and taking trees down and whatever they call it, forest services. Mm. They care about the trees. They don't want to see them taken down. They realize sometimes you have to. You got a giant pine tree next to your house. I'd get rid of it because it's going to snap and land on your house. But, yeah, save a tree, plant a tree, whatever you can do. Yeah.
It's just cool, the forest, you can see it, and you're part of the whole Trump forest.
Look at you. Look at you getting the forest rebuilt there. What do you got, Kay, Kelly Brown?
Well, there were rumors flying around, Cretchy, but it appears that those rumors that former President Obama and his family were looking for a property in Martha's Vineyard are not true. It was fake news. Spokesman for Obama tells the Boston Globe that the family's not looking for property on the vineyard. The Obamas, of course, have rented a home there a number of years, including this past month.
Fake news.
No Obamas on the vineyard. But they'll still be vacationing there, I'm sure. But they're not buying a place.
All right, whatever.
Okay.
Good. Thank God for that. I'm glad you laid that out.
I would have welcomed them because I'm not on the vineyard.
Rumor has it.
Just saying. Yeah. Spreading fake rumors.
Oh, I couldn't figure. I'm like, why is Adele play?
Rumor has it. It's a good tune, man. She's got it all. This is a good tune, man.
She's great. She's great.
Just get to the chorus. It's too late. Yeah. All right, sorry, I can't hang out for it.
Coming up.
What do you got, Laura?
When you're extra thirsty and you grab yourself water, what do? You chug it. But that's the worst thing to do. Chugging water actually makes the water go through you quicker. You go to the bathroom more, and you're still dehydrated. Isn't that crazy? So if you're, like, after I go for a run, I'm like, they say sipping water over a long period of time is way better than chugging it. Like I said, you run to the bathroom, you get rid of all that water you just drank, you're not actually getting hydrated. And you should be drinking warm water and not ice cold water.
Stop it.
Drink lukewarm to hot water instead of ice cold water.
Oh, I mean, like, yeah.
Always lukewarm.
But after a hot run, though, I want some cool water.
Ice cold water freezes the enzymes and fluids in your gut, so your body can't properly digest food, which creates a toxic buildup. And the blood vessels constrict to the toxic buildup, and it gets inside of you instead of draining through your system. It's not cleansing your system. Lukewarm to hot water gently encourages the natural flow of the system, and over time, you have less of this buildup. Isn't that crazy?
Yes, oh, wow. That's a fast.
If you are looking...
I was so thirsty.
But if you are looking to, like... lose weight and stuff.
Yeah.
Ice cold water makes your body work harder. You're burning more calories trying to warm it up to digest it. It's just not healthy for you.
Love watching Napoleon Dynamite drink that water, man. It's funny.
I drink water. Like, I'm a water chugger. I could drink that whole bottle in one go.
They say, but you're not. Yeah. It's not benefiting you at all.
I know, but I feel better because I was thirsty.
What are you doing Friday?
Thank you. What are you doing
hanging out with you.
And a few things can actually be added to your water to help increase the absorption into your body. You can add a teaspoon of unrefined mineral salt. You can squeeze lemon into your water. Soak chia seeds for a few hours and add them to your water.
Do I have to chew my water then?
Or add ginger slices.
Do I turn into a chia pet?
Because people are often dehydrated, so they think this will make it so you're less dehydrated by drinking this throughout the day and adding lemon or salt or whatever. It helps your body absorb it.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's actually good for you to have water in your body.
I was talking with Kelly yesterday. My wife is addicted to seltzer water.
I'm with her.
Everybody is. They're on sale this week, 2 for $5.
I can't do it.
Yeah, marketplace.
I can't do it.
Why?
I don't know.
I love the bubbles. I mean, you like the carbonation from a soda?
Yeah, but I kind of tried to cut. The only time I have soda really is if I go to a restaurant and everybody's drinking, I'll have a soda. But I don't know. I just can't
it's
do seltzer
It's the new
water.
Hit. Like, everybody wants to drink Tito's and seltzers, and they get all these different flavors.
You got the White Claw drinks that you can try. Those are new, the White Claws.
I love
those. Am I allowed to drink it without any alcohol? Just the seltzer one?
No, every friend I know comes over with a 12-pack of seltzers and a bottle of Tito's.
It's crazy.
It's like new thing.
My five things, if you travel, okay, and I now travel with no baggage. I travel.
And no wife.
I don't care.
Wow.
You're funny. You're a funny man, Kelly Brown.
I'm on your side.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Yeah. It feels like it. Yeah, I do travel with my wife. Thank you. But if I fly, like when we flew to Atlanta, I'm not checking a bag. I will not check a bag unless it's an absolute necessity. Now, if I were to, and the reason I don't is because the possibility of it getting lost, pain in the ass. But the going down to the baggage carousel, to me, is you're waiting. You're waiting, and then ooh, it comes on, and you wait. You look over your bag. You can't tell. Blah, 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 blah. This right here. Mark this down. Firebox.com. Firebox.com. Because my friends, they now have, and how many times you ever seen somebody try to grab your bag thinking it's theirs innocently? Mm-hmm. And like, hey, you're yelling because you can't get over to where it is, you know? A company called Firebox just starting, they sell luggage covers. You know what's on the luggage cover?
Ooh. Your face?
Your face.
Yes. Oh.
Your face.
I don't know about that.
Dude, look at it. It's a giant bag with your face on it.
That's great.
That is awesome.
I like that a lot.
There you go, Kelly. Oh, yeah, the
we
giant
travel
bag.
A lot, and we're look traveling in February again, and I don't know if I'll put my face on.
Imagine putting like Dylan or Parker's face on the bag. That's awesome. Right there.
That would be pretty cool.
I think that's great.
It's only the $26. That's all it costs.
That's not bad.
You know, so that when it comes out, you're going to see it. You're going to know it's yours the moment it comes out of the baggage thing, the baggage handling thing.
That's me.
So I have to buy two of them, though, one for their suitcase, one for mine.
Yeah, well, there you go. I just think that's pretty cool. Firebox.com.
Do you have to do your face?
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Can I do other things?
I guess you could do other
any
things.
Any picture we wanted?
Upload.
You could do the tough.
Oh, my gosh, I could do my tough.
Upload a photo.
Any, Reba.
It says any photo, and it stretches over the bag. Oh. To do it, okay. So there you go. Just
for some reason, nobody wants to pick up this bag.
Yeah. With Laura's hernia on it. That's very nice.
What is that?
Security gets checked.
Go look at it because it's actually pretty funny. Firebox.com. You can get your luggage. Your face
security
on your luggage.
Blew it up on the runway.
All right. When we come back, Kelly Brown's got news and sports. We'll do it next.
Streaming worldwide.